Here we are again, praying with scripture. Thank God for the honor of praying and leading these scriptural prayers on the internet today. Thank God for online ministry. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Begins our office, we'll combine office of readings and evening prayer, if we can. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts, and we'll begin praying Psalm 95 for our invitatory. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Today, the Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hand. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed them into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To you who stooped to sinful man, we render homage and all praise, to Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, whose gift to man is endless days. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Psalm 89, lament for the fall of David's dynasty. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his David, his servant. And yet, you have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one who you have anointed. So the prayer just picks up. We left off. I think we would have prayed the other part of the prayer, the first part of this psalm, later yesterday, but we didn't. So it kind of picks up in a sharp spot. And yet you have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant and dishonored his crown in the dust. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. You have broken down all his walls and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, take care of us, cleanse us, draw us to you, and help us learn to speak and listen to you better. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star, says the Lord Jesus in the book of Revelation. That's our antiphon that we'll be repeating. Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Lord God of mercy and fidelity, you've made this new and everlasting covenant, this pact with men, and you sealed it in the blood of your Son. We still have such riches in our ongoing 2,000 years of Catholic saints and angels and prayers, but still we do not obey you, right? So forgive the folly of our disloyalty. Make us faithful to your voice and to your covenants and to your commandments, I mean. Make us your heralds and agents of your mercy. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, her Savior and ours, who truly became one of us forever, let us ask for the graces that we need. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Psalm 90 is our last prayer for the office of readings. I mean our last psalm that we pray. May we live in the radiance of God is the caption the church has chosen. There is no time with God, 1,000 years, a single day, it is all one, 2 Peter 3:8. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Like grass which springs up in the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Make us know the shortness of our life that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, her divine spouse, and help us in every way. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. A reading from the book of Exodus for our first reading is actually several parts of Exodus put together from chapter 33 and chapter 34. The full revelation of God to Moses. The tent, which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch at some distance away outside the camp. And anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, but his young assistant Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Then Moses said, "Do let me see your glory." He answered, "I will make all my beauty pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my name, Lord, I who show favors to whom I will. I will grant mercy to whom I will, but my face you cannot see, for no man sees me and still lives. Here," continued the Lord, "is a place near me where you shall station yourself on the rock. When my glory passes, I will set you in the hollow of the rock and will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand so that you may see my back, but my face is not to be seen." Having come down in a cloud, the Lord spoke with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. And in reality, it's the Tetrahymenon, YHWH in the original language, but they always like to call it Lord in the English translations. And thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the 3rd and 4th generation for their father's wickedness. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people, yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own." As Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the covenant, of the commandments in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. When Aaron then and the other Israelites saw Moses and noticed how radiant the skin of his face had become, they were afraid to come near him. Only after Moses called to them did Aaron and all the rulers of the community come back to him. Moses then spoke to them. Later on, all the Israelites came up to him, and he enjoined on them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses entered the presence of the Lord to converse with him, he removed the veil until he came out again. On coming out, he would tell the Israelites all that he had been commanded, all that had been commanded. Then the Israelites would see that the skin of Moses' face was radiant, so he would again put the veil over his face until he went in to converse with the Lord. Responsory prayer. Moses veiled his face to hide it from the people of Israel, but we reflect the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces and grow ever more radiant as we are transformed into his likeness by the Lord who is the Spirit. To this day, that same veil lies over their minds, but we reflect the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces and grow ever more radiant. We're going to have a continuation of this too, because we also want to make up a little bit. So in chapter 34, we have another reading. The second version of the Book of the Covenant is the caption. The Lord said to Moses, "Here is the covenant I will make. Before the eyes of all your people, I will work such marvels as have never been wrought in any nation anywhere on earth, so that this people among whom you live may see how awe-inspiring are the deeds which I, the Lord, will do at your side. But you, on your part, must keep the commandments I am giving you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Take care, therefore, not to make a covenant with these inhabitants of the land that you are to enter, else they will become a snare among you. Tear down their altars, smash their sacred pillars, and cut down their sacred poles. You shall not worship any other god, for the Lord is the jealous one. A jealous God is he. Do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, else when they render their wanton worship to their gods and sacrifice to them, one of them may invite you, and you may partake of his sacrifice. Neither shall you take their daughters as wives for your sons. Otherwise, when their daughters render their wanton worship to their gods, they will make your sons do the same. You shall not make for yourselves molten gods. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread for 7 days at the prescribed time in the month of Abib. You are to eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, for in the month of Abib you came out of Egypt. To me belongs every firstborn male that opens the womb among all your livestock, whether in the herd or in the flock. The firstling of an ass you shall redeem with one of the flock. If you do not redeem it, you must break its neck. The firstborn among your sons you shall redeem. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. For 6 days you may work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. On that day you must rest, even during the seasons of plowing and harvesting. You shall keep the Feast of Weeks with the first of the wheat harvest. Likewise, the Feast of the Fruit Harvest at the close of the year. 3 times a year all your men shall appear before the Lord God of Israel, since I will drive out the nations before you to give you a larger territory. There will be no one to covet your land when you go up 3 times a year to appear before the Lord your God. You shall not offer me the blood of sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the sacrifice of the Passover feast be kept overnight for the next day. The choicest first fruits of your soil you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write down these words, for in accordance with them I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating any food or drinking any water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Responsory prayer would have been something. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is closest to the Father's heart, who has made him known to us. Reflecting the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces, we grow ever more radiant as we are transformed into his likeness. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is closest to the Father's heart, who has made him known to us. Our second reading from the tradition is from a treatise on prayer by Tertullian, priest. The spiritual offering of prayer. Prayer is the offering in spirit that has done away with the sacrifices of old. What good do I receive from the multiplicity of your sacrifices, asks God. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams, and I do not want the fat of lambs and the blood of bulls and goats. Who has asked for these from your hands? What God has asked for, we learn from the gospel. The hour will come, he says, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and so he looks for worshipers who are like himself. We are true worshipers and true priests. We pray in spirit, and so offer in spirit the sacrifice of prayer. Prayer is an offering that belongs to God and is acceptable to him. It is the offering he has asked for, the offering he planned as his own. We must dedicate this offering with our whole heart. We must fatten it on faith, tend it by truth, keep it unblemished through innocence, and clean through chastity. Crown it with love. We must escort it to the altar of God in a procession of good works to the sound of psalms and hymns. Then it will gain for us all that we ask of God. Since God asks for prayer offered in spirit and in truth, how can we deny anything to this kind of prayer? How great is the evidence of its power as we read and hear and believe. Of old, prayer was able to rescue from fire and beasts and hunger, even before it received its perfection from Christ. How much greater, then, is the power of Christian prayer? No longer does prayer bring an angel of comfort to the heart of a fiery furnace, or close up the mouths of lions, or transport to the hungry food from the fields. No longer does it remove all sense of pain by the grace it wins for others. But it gives the armor of patience to those who suffer, who feel pain, who are distressed. It strengthens the power of grace, so that faith may know what it is gaining from the Lord and understand what it is suffering for the name of God. In the past, prayer was able to bring down punishment, rout armies, withhold the blessing of rain. Now, however, the prayer of the just turns aside the whole anger of God, keeps vigil for its enemies, pleads for persecutors. Is it any wonder that it can call down fire, water from heaven when it could obtain fire from heaven as well? Prayer is the one thing that can conquer God, but Christ has willed that it should work no evil, and has given it all power over good. Its only art is to call back the souls of the dead from the very journey into death, to give strength to the weak, to heal the sick, to exorcise the possessed, to open prison cells, to free the innocent from their chains. Prayer cleanses from sin, drives away temptations, stamps out persecutions, comforts the faint-hearted, gives new strength to the courageous, brings travelers safely home, calms the waves, confounds robbers, feeds the poor, overrules the rich, lifts up the fallen, supports those who are failing, sustains those who stand firm. All the angels pray, every creature prays, cattle and wild beasts pray and bend the knee. As they come from their barns and caves, they look up to heaven and call out, lifting up their spirit in their own fashion. The birds, too, rise and lift themselves up to heaven. They open out their wings instead of hands in the form of a cross, and give voice to what seems to be a prayer. What more need be said on the duty of prayer? Even the Lord himself prayed. To him be honor and power forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. Those who worship the Father will worship him in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks such worshipers as these. The Father, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks such worshipers as these. Now we pray some more prayers for evening prayer. And it just happens to be more about David and his dynasty in this psalm prayer. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. Psalm 132, God's promises to the house of Jacob. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Luke 1:32. O Lord, remember David. And we know who our David is. It's Jesus Christ. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured. Jesus is even called that in the Old Testament scriptures. He's even prophesied under the name David. The oath he said, but this is really a psalm about David, the first David. In any case, we can make it our own prayer. The oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes. To my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephraim we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. Immaculate Heart of Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us, for every course to thee. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons shall also rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here I have chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us here on our pilgrimage below. Free us from all evil and from all evil tendencies. By the power of your resurrection, in the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your Father's love, your love for us and the Father's love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house. In honor of Mary's gifts, Immaculate Conception, Mary conceived without sin, pray for us her every course to thee. That's a prayer revealed to Saint Bernardine, I believe, Our Lady of Lourdes, I believe, was the one who came up with that. Said to be one of Mary's favorite prayers. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. Revelation 11, the judgment of God. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death, so rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, who is your equal in power? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? It should be a very short reading. Reading from James, the Epistle of James. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will take flight. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you backsliders. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will raise you up on high. Raise you on high. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. A woman in the crowd yelled out, "How happy your mother must be. She bore you and fed you at her breast. But Jesus answered, happier still are those who hear the word of God and live by it. Now we have the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A woman in the crowd called out, how happy your mother must be! She bore you and fed you at her breast. But Jesus answered, happier still are those who hear the word of God and live by it. Christ the Lord gave us a new commandment of love for each other. Let us pray to him. Lord, build up your people in love. Good Master, teach us to love you in our neighbor and in serving you to serve them. On the cross, you asked pardon for your executioners. Give us strength to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Through the mystery of your body and blood, deepen our love, our perseverance, and our trust. Strengthen the weak, console the sorrowful, and give hope to the dying. Light of the world, you gave sight to the man born blind when he had washed in the pool of Siloam. Enlighten catechumens through the water of baptism and the word of life. Give to the dead the perfect joy of your eternal love, and number us also among your chosen ones. As always, we're continuing to pray for many people who asked us to pray for them. For this week, we're praying for Henry, his financial and academic issues and success, for Bill, for his health and psychological issues, and for Julia, who has an ongoing health condition and has been hospitalized. We're also going to pray for Pope Francis, since I hear that it was a little bit more severe for him in the hospital than they are letting on, or that they wanted to let on at first. So we pray for them all, and for all of your personal intentions. Build up our families, Lord. Open our hearts, humble our hearts, so that we can be ready for Easter. Lord, build up your people in love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Father, help us to be ready to celebrate the great Paschal mystery. Make our love grow each day as we approach the feast of our salvation. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, and we ask for the Pope's monthly intentions, which are so wonderful for families in crisis. Let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Ask for an indulgence, a partial or plenary indulgence, and any indulgences attached to these prayers to bless, offer, bless the souls in purgatory with them, and help them through our prayers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, I should say on behalf of me. Bless them with my indulgences. I can't do any of that for you. I'm sorry if I misspoke. I'm just used to doing the plural form because I often lead the divine office in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.